views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Boy, we are almost into April, so I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to work with the energies and angel messages for April. And this is April of 2015 when we're doing this live broadcast. So if you're new to my show, I want to say hello and welcome to the listening family. We've been getting, and I say we because I just feel like I have an entire amazing divine support team around me a lot. And people that have gotten to know me over the years, they know I always say this we, and they're like, who are you talking about? And it's all of the wonderful help we have. It's this divine help. It's the angels. It's our guides. It's loved ones that, you know, it's our higher self. It's, you know, really trusting that. So I have a lot of passion. I'm feeling the fiery energy of everything that's been going on in the last few weeks. And a lot of people are seeing all this energy as an upset. And I really wanted to bring information to you that can help you flip that into something very positive and very productive. Everything that the universe is throwing at us right now with all this energy that's coming in different ways. Last week, we had that solar eclipse, interesting solar flare energy last week. And, you know, a lot of people were feeling a bit of a energy in their body physically. And you probably were thinking, am I getting sick or why have I got a stomach ache? All this kind of thing. Well, I was feeling them too, but I wasn't afraid of it. I realized that we were calibrating. We were adjusting to the energy frequencies we were feeling, which will actually help us in the long run. And it sounds so sci-fi. I know it does. It used to sound like that to me too. A lot. I was so skeptical. And really, I find that the authentic people that are in metaphysical study that really truly have applied themselves with the best intention, they're very skeptical. I will say that I'm the same way because I want it to be real. I want to know it's real too. Just applying the different aspects of intention and really absorbing and accepting the fact that you have this incredible energy that you can focus and harness with your thoughts is one of the biggest things that people have to wrap their brain around, so to speak, to embrace this type of lifestyle. And you'll find all these changes happening. I mean, how many of you have been really feeling these changes in the last few weeks, just feeling like you want to change? Maybe you want to change your diet. Maybe you want to change where you're hanging out. Maybe you just want to change the activities you do. You're just not feeling the same. Well, this is why. Now, I did an angel message for the whole year back in January. And in each month, I want to take that month in particular and look at it deeper. So this month coming up in a few days is April. We've really been whizzing through here on March with that energy. And wow, do you feel that fiery energy behind you? That was the momentum that's driving and building up to really help us move forward. I mean, you need to have the gas tank filled, so to speak. There's a lot of fiery energy moving into April as well. And I went into meditation this morning. So these aren't something that I planned out a week ago. I wait until the day I'm going to be delivering it. And then I sit down and I receive the information. So this is very fresh information as of today for April. But it was also to elaborate on what we had received before on April, back in January. And it's been following suit, just like it's been following, which is always great to see, right? And April, back in January, was Archangel Raphael that came in for that. And it was like, well, what is it that you want, you know, us to focus on for April? And how can that help us the most with what we have going on in our life? April is a time to love where we are, love who we are. It's a contemplative month. We're thinking about a lot of things. We're looking at it. Now, we also have those other larger influences coming in, you know, from Saturn's position. And we have a lunar eclipse coming up on April 4th. So there's another one coming in next week. Now, you know, the energy is about, okay, maybe it's not quite going the way we hope for, but what could we do to make it better and change it? Instead of looking at it as it was a big flop, a big failure, it's an opportunity to, okay, catch your breath. You just went really fast with a lot of momentum. Now let's look and reevaluate your plan here. And this goes into any part of life, whatever it is you're trying to do. I mean, whatever it is you're trying to do. Maybe there's a better approach. Maybe the approach I'm taking is just too much of a sacrifice that I don't want to make. You know, you're looking at the different things that you might be feeling right now. Plus, it was very overwhelming with all that energy that was coming in. It was moving so fast. You just felt like, wait, I'm going as fast as I can. And it's not to cause us to be in a frenzy, but it's probably why you were feeling that way. I know that. I'm sure it is. I know I was feeling it. And I just had to stop. You just have to stop and just go, okay, let me just adjust to this speed here, this frequency, this movement that's going on. And then it would settle in and my physical body would receive it better. My intuition and my messages were coming in much stronger. So I'm saying to you that that's a big deal right now. You really want to notice it, but don't just write it off like, oh, I got another cold, or oh, I got this or that. Yes, of course you tend to your medical needs, but look deeper than that. Don't just stop there. Don't just stop at why you feel that way. That you feel that way, go deeper, explore what's behind it. This is very healing, and this is what Raphael was pressing to put his point across when we did that in January. Now, through the show, I'm going to go into that a little bit deeper about what he wanted for us in April, and that will help us through this month. And I wanted to do it before the month started, so you had this, and how we can go the best in our lives on a daily basis. These are very valuable lessons that you could apply. So you're healing. You're not repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. You're not going so fast that you're not reading everything or you're not listening. Are you going so fast that you're not even noticing everything you're doing? And it does. If it's like, but this energy is making me go so fast. No, the energy is not making you go so fast. The energy's higher frequency. It feels like that because that's our reaction to it. So when we realize, oh, wait a minute, I actually need to slow down for the higher frequency. It's not go faster for the higher frequency. So a really interesting opposite play here going on. And once you get the hang of that, it's like you'll be riding the bike very smoothly without the crash and burn part. And if you do fall a couple of times, don't be focused on that. You get back up and you go, okay, let me try this again. Maybe I tried to take off too fast. And this is really going to be a big, powerful nudge for you in a very positive way. You'll not miss these important things that are trying to come into your life this way. So we're going to be talking about angel messages for 2015. If you have a question and want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
I never believed in things that I couldn't see. I said,
if I can't feel it, then how could it be?
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today we're delivering angel messages for April of 2015. I have been really receiving a lot, and I've been asking, could I have some clarity to deliver to everyone when we came on the air today? And boy, did it come through. And that's what I'm going to be rolling out here throughout the show. April was Raphael, and it was about healing. However, it comes in. It's interesting because you think of Raphael as calming, healing, soothing. It has a lot of fire energy behind it because we just came through March. And the fire energy is going to help you with change. It's going to help you with transition. Raphael says this is healing, and it is what you need right now. You need that fire to get it going. There's going to be times where you're going to feel like you need to defend yourself and stand your ground. What this is for is not to cause a big problem for you, but to help you know that you can trust what's right for you. Don't try to push where you don't need to go, you know, let it go. Let it rest a little bit. But, you know, don't be careful what arguments you're picking, so to speak. He said that. He also said this fiery energy will make you feel a bit combative, but we don't need to be that way. You need to look at that as, why do I feel like that? Why do I want to defend so much? Because it's to help you know that if you feel like you've got to defend it so much, do you really trust and believe it yourself? And this is about what you're doing, what path you're taking. There's going to always be something that challenges that. But how are you reacting, or are you responding confidently without it upsetting and flaring you? And the fire energy is going to play with you a little bit on that. But Raphael says this is very important to help you heal and know you can trust who you are and to be more confident in it. And I thought, wow, that, okay. Because at first when I saw all this fire energy coming in, and it was Raphael, I go, oh, calm down. Yes, no, you're going to heal, but we're going to do it this way now. And I thought, oh, okay. And I need to go explain that to everybody because that's going to be like what I thought it was a call me. I was like, well, this is why. It is, you know, don't push so hard where you just don't need that battle, but don't be a pushover either. I mean, stand up for yourself. And it is claiming, it's a claiming your power. The fiery energy is very inner coach, very your inner motivation, that inner self of you. It's your higher self really coming out, really wanting to take the reins and show you, hey, let's do it this way. It's going to be so much better for you. You're going to be so much happier. But you need a little bit of fire to get you motivated to change. So we have the fire coming in. Now, you'll feel like, you know, if you feel like you need to stand your ground in something, you can do that holding your head high. And it doesn't have to be an ugly thing. It can be, you know, you are standing up for what you believe in, for what your decisions are for yourself. You can do that without it getting into a big battle. Other people might want to try to rile you that way, but this is what he's talking about with this energy for the April month. You need to know if you, now, not everybody will feel this the same way. Everybody has a different place they're in on their journey. If you're in that and you feel that, this is where you're going to learn that you have a lot more strength than you realized. You're going to learn that you do have what it takes. And you're going to have that confidence in yourself. And that is going to feel good. That is healing. Because if you're ascending and you're growing and you're starting to trust your higher self, which is where those desires and passions are coming from, on those choices you really want for yourself, and you've always been afraid of what somebody else is thinking, Now's your chance. Now's your chance to take advantage of this opportunity with energy. Raphael is there to help with the healing part. And if you feel like you're getting a little bit overwhelmed by it, ask him to help you with it. Ask it to, okay, let me take a deep breath here. Your breath is so important because it really keeps you connected. And this is a big deal. I mean, you know, we see a lot of conflict out there right now. Well, yeah, but there's a healing and a lesson and a message and a soul growth that we can do in those conflicts. And there's different ones everywhere. But whatever's going on for you, this is your time where you have the opportunity to make a difference and learn how you can respond in a much more positive way to things that just flare you, that just, oh, you know. And you don't want to be afraid to make a decision for yourself. You want to know that you can do it and not have second, third, fourth, fifth thoughts. You want to know that you can trust it. Now, what are you expecting after you do all that? You're going to expect a great, fantastic opportunity to come in, right? Well, that's lining up with this energy too. So, you know, it was kind of like, oh man, I've got to learn all this, but there's also these great kudos that come in behind it. You have great opportunities that want to show up in your life. And that fire energy brings things like that in. The beginning of something new. It's going to feel creative. Are you having sparks or thoughts, new ideas or possibilities that might be a better option for you in your career or maybe, you know, what's going on with your relationship? Are you feeling that, oh, I think I want to change it up. I want to get rid of some of the old ways I was doing things, or maybe you're just going through major spring cleaning vibe. You know, I have been hearing that a lot. I think we were talking about that last week on the show, but yes, you will feel like I gotta just clean this up. I gotta clean up my act. I've gotta change it up. It's time to take out the old rubbish and let's move into something new. And you're going to feel that fiery energy that I keep talking about. It's just the best way to describe the way this energy makes you feel. You're going to feel like that. It's going to feel like a cleansing, you know, what everything in your life. You'll just feel like, I want to just clean it up. I want to change it up. And as you take action on that, which the fire energy will help you do, you're going to feel better about you. You're going to start to believe in yourself more. So they all work together. And I really love this. And I, you know, Raphael had me intrigued when it's like all this fiery energy, what in the world? Well, that's why, because it's so amazing. So expectations, that's like the number one. That's the beginning. That's the alpha of something. Expect the new wonderful things to come into your life. Expect it. Expect great things when you stand up for what's right for you. You see how that works together? Yeah. How many of you are not sleeping much? Are you having crazy dreams? Or, you know, you're feeling, do you feel chills? I mean, it's an interesting dynamic of energy that's been going on lately, but these are the things that make us better than we are or better than we ever thought we could be. We have lots of influence coming in, support from angels that are going to take us into places where, wow, we were really underestimating ourselves. I didn't realize that I had what it took for this avenue. I feel excited for everyone that really takes the time to look at this and have some awareness and meditate on the thoughts that I'm sharing, because have you been underestimating your talent, your abilities? Have you been underestimating how far you really can go? Have you underestimated how great you really are? your idea is good for you. You just didn't respect it enough because nobody else took it seriously. Well, it wasn't for them. They're not going to take it seriously. They're going to take whatever's right for them. Yours is an opportunity to soar right now. This is a big healing month. Huge, huge, huge. We have the lines open if you want to call in. When we come back from break, I'm going to start taking callers. The number is 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Thank you, Brian. I never know what he's going to play. You know, kudos and a big applause wherever you are for my great music producer over there, Brian Sullivan.
Thank
he
you.
Is crazy.
I know.
We love you, Brian. Anyway. Anyway, now we have some callers, don't we? Don't we have callers on the line,
Yes,
Brian?
We do. And we got Tina from Long Island. We're going to patch her through right now. Welcome.
Yeah, let's bring on Tina from Long Island. Hello, Tina.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
And
good.
What do you have going on today?
Well, as you know, I do some entertainment marketing and stuff like that, but everything that you're talking about, I'm totally, you know, feeling everything you're talking about. The sudden need for change, to doing more of what's good for me, and for Tom. And just looking to see if you see, I just said to him the other day, I said, I really think we need to move. I said, mm-hmm. I just feel we have to do this. I mm-hmm. said, for us. You know?
And you both feel that way?
What was that?
Do you both feel that way?
He would like to move. He's scared.
What I was feeling. It didn't feel like everybody was on the same page with that.
Right.
And that's probably
what it is.
That's kind of, a move is a big thing. It causes stress. Right now, you have this incredible energy that can really catalyst things in a very positive way. What I'm picking up is clear decisions and communication are very important to make this happen. And
right.
very much, if this has been in your energy and in your thoughts and this need to feel that this needs to happen, and it's been there for a while, then yes, that's an obvious yes from the universe. Like, that is just not going away, right? It's the one thing that's consistent, correct? And
yes.
And I feel that Tom knows that and wants that, but it's like, okay, but how do we do this? And we make it, and we make it out on the other end. And that's the part where it comes into individual growth, because it will challenge everybody in the situation a little bit different, because you're going to grow through everything. You're going to grow.
Right.
You're going to grow a different way. You're growing creatively is what it feels like, creatively, where he is going to see, wow, I have more stamina and more courage, more bravery. He's a very strong, brave man, but he's underestimating it. He doesn't realize how much he has in there. And this
exactly.
is a way for him to see that.
Exactly.
Ooh, that just gave me a chill.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're exactly right. And when he did make a decision, he said, okay, let's do this. The very next day, a place where he had applied, all of a sudden it said they're opening up the Thomas Center, and his name is Tom.
I laughed.
Is that a sign?
Yeah, hello. And you know what? You say thank you, because as soon as you take the steps, and some of them are like, ooh, this energy, I don't know. You feel like you're having to do something so fast, and you're like, I don't know, I'm kind of, it's like diving in the water, not one little toe at a time. You know, the type that won't jump right in the cold pool.
Yes, that's
you know, there's people that won't dive right in the cold water. This is like, well, you just get in the water. You know, this is more like what this energy feels like. And then once you're in the water, you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. This is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what it's like for him. For you, it's time to really let yourself be out of that box. Let that brain just soar in all kinds of places, because you're redesigning and restructuring how you're going to work your career, how you're going to make this happen. And you're going to find all of the modern technology is really going to help you. But, you know, there's just a lot there. You're also going to be taking that strong leadership in your own thought, because it's the queen of the feminine energy. Like I am confident and I'm clear, and you're going to be more in a deep thought of a creative outlet. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I mean, this is a great, this energy, and I don't see where anybody's getting a lot of sleep, or you're up a lot, maybe two or three times.
Oh, I'm not getting any sleep.
Yeah, no, I don't think I have. I know. I'm just awake a lot. I finally told Howard yesterday, I say, I may as well just get up and paint something because that seems to be when I'm so awake. Now, you guys, I see this being your year to go for it and jump in. And if you want it to happen, it's about putting that intention and taking that action into steps that can make it happen.
Well, that's what I said to him. If you make the intention, then the universe will help it go forward. And I said, I'm just looking for you to make a commitment. That's it, if you're going to do it or not. And he really thought about it. He said, okay, let's do this. And that's when that thing happened the next day.
Yeah, and it was the very next day as soon as he said okay. So now it's a take action. You're in a very proactive, fiery energy right now. And this is, it's crazy because some of the things that we feel like we're doing in this energy feel like we're self-sabotaging, but we're not. We're actually making ourselves better. And we're exploring new ground. Think of it like the frontiers, you know, it's the new, you know, the new exploring of something we've never done before. And it's exciting. Right. And it wakes up all of the energy to live.
Right.
It wakes everything up. You feel back. You feel it's like a youth elixir almost. It's just like, you know, there's so much to look forward to. There's all these things to create again. So it's a rebirthing. It's a rebirthing for you.
Exactly.
I really see some things starting to move in. It feels like the summertime, there's going to be a lot of opportunities and decisions to make. I think you have some decisions that are coming up. And just the proactivity is what's going to really make this come out to the best it can be. And it can be a very positive outcome. It's going to be a very, it's going to be stressful. I won't say it won't be. I mean, big things like that are, but it's going to be a positive outcome. You just have to say, we are going to do this and we're going to do it in alignment with the divine. And we're going to be great because we're going to trust it. You know, we're going to trust us. So I wish you guys the best in that. I've got another caller I'm going to grab.
Well, I think.
Okay. I think she said goodbye and it was great. Thank you, Tina, for calling in. Let's bring on, let's see who, Shadana from Virginia Beach is on the line. Hi, Shadana.
Hey, how are you doing, Dr. Jen?
Well, hello again. Welcome back to the show. And what do you have going on?
Thanks. I'll try to be quick. Okay, so last time I spoke to you, I was on like hyper mode, and I felt like I was doing a lot and focusing on a lot at once. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden yesterday, and I was stressed out a lot. I'm stressed out about, you know, finances and job. I'm trying to make so many changes at once. So finally yesterday, all of a sudden, I just felt like, just relax, just let it go. Why are you worrying? It's all going to work out. It always does. Just relax. So when you were speaking earlier today, about, you know, just kind of slowing down, that I felt that yesterday. But I have a problem with paying attention. So when you say that, you know, you have to determine your fights and your battles and what to push for and what to let go, I have a problem recognizing or paying attention to the signs of things I should move forward with or what I should focus on. So I was wondering if there's a particular area in this month upcoming that I should, you know, pay attention to, and how do I know when to push it and when to let go?
Okay. It's very tied into the emotional body for you. Okay. And I'm going to start this, and then I might have to have you hold on, and we'll come back after break. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to check before we go. It feels emotional. So lucky for you, there's a lunar eclipse coming on April 4th, which the lunar, the moon, is all about our emotions.
Okay.
Oh, boy, for you. So you may feel it intensify a little bit. I know I'm saying that like she's not laughing over there. She's like, "That. What does that mean? That means you're going to feel them. You're going to feel them a little bit more than you usually do. And it's more about honoring and respecting them, even the positive and the negative ones. It's just like accepting them as part of you. And with that, I'm going to take the break. And when I come back, I'm going to finish this reading. Okay. Because this one's interesting with the lunar eclipse coming up. So stay with us, everyone. Hang on, Shadonna. We are going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, "Over here." Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDoctorLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Thank you so much, Brian. And Shadonna, that was for the Virginia Beach lovers. I know. Well, Pharrell's from here, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was a happy song for all of us. Now, we're going back to your reading. You aren't feeling grounded where you can focus. Focus is very associated to grounding. Okay. There's a couple of things that were coming up while we were on the break. First of all, the lunar moon I can pretty much say you're going to feel that one. You're going to feel the emotions just feeling a little more intensified. If you're angry, you might be more angry than you usually get. It might be a little harder to contain it. Or if you just feel love, love, love all over the place, you know, you want to get weepy. You might feel these things just going back and forth. That can also make you feel a little ungrounded, a little hazy, where you feel cloudy in your thinking. Like, why can't I keep my mind on something? You're getting very close to finding this big area where this is what's been holding me up the whole time. And when you get really close, this focus issue happens, and it's really called AKA avoiding. It's almost like an avoiding of what you really want. And it's not, and our conscious mind is saying, well, that's not what I want to do. I really want to do this, but why would I avoid? It's more of avoiding taking an action into what you really want to do because I trust this. I'm so excited about it. But then when you get right to the edge, it's almost like you back away. Is that making sense?
Yep. Absolutely.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I know. This might be a punch one too. I know the fire is right
kind
there.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
But that is what it is. And so we're going to throw it out on the table and call it for what it is. And then it doesn't seem so in the dark boogeyman, you know, but it is, here's the thing that happens when that lunar comes around. Don't be hard on yourself. This is an opportunity to see. And here's the best part. Okay. Bear with me. Which emotion is flaring the most? Which one's giving you the most issue? It's probably already showing it to you now, but it may intensify in the next week. Okay. Then it will be all right. But that's an opportunity for you to see, this is the one. This is the one that is yanking my chain here. And this is where you're going to go, you know what? We're not doing it that way anymore. I hear you. I know you're scared. We might be wrong. That's what the thing is. I'm scared I might be wrong.
Exactly what it is.
I might be wrong. A fear of the future, anxiousness about that. It's about a perfection thing. Now, to focus and help you stay on track with where you're wanting to go, and it's like walking through it anyway. It's feeling it, knowing it's a little scary, but doing it anyway. Grounding. I don't know if you like nature, but Earth is your friend right now. You need to get earthy. You need to plant. You need to get your hands dirty. You need to either plant some flowers in your yard, put them in a pot. You need to get earthy because it's going to help pull some of this energy out of you naturally. And then it's going to really help you see clearer. It's going to help you ground so you can focus better. So there's a couple of physical things you can do. I know you're like, I don't want to get my hands dirty. trust me, you may not be a big gardener and love it. Go to the nurseries and walk around and be with the plants. Go out in nature on a walk. Go walk by the beach. I know you have a beach access somewhere in your city.
Yes.
Sure do. So I've seen it myself. I know you can do this, but this is going to be big for you. So you have a lot of interesting things. This is going to be a big bust through for you because if you can just go head to head with what's kind of making you avoid, the avoid is being smoke screened like a losing focus. Or being distracted. That's what it is. That's what it is. I know. But you're going to find that Now it's really going to take flight. You're going to find the inspiration is there. And then all the creativity opens up for the next step. And it's just going to start happening. And then it's going to be, whoa, there it is. And the yellow brick road opens up and you walk down it. You go.
Awesome. Okay. I'll focus on that part.
Yes. You have done your work and it's coming close. So when you do your work, it comes close to where you're given the opportunity to change the course and the path. This is the point that you're feeling. You don't want to get to that fork in the road and then turn back around.
Exactly. And I think I do that a lot, and I don't want to do that this time.
This energy should help quite a bit. Now, pay attention to the moon. The moon helps you with what you have going on because the new moon brings in the new. The old moon, get rid of what's in the way. It's time to get rid of it if it's in the way. Avoidance is in the way. So that's where you go with that. But thank you for calling. I've got to wrap the show up. Thank you so much for bringing that one in. That was a great one for what we have going on.
Thank you.
Shadana. Okay. Now let's wrap this up, guys. It's very important. Whatever you might be feeling with this energy, you are going to use this fiery energy. Raphael wants you to know this is a healing time. It'll feel like, whoa, but think about when fire also is a cleansing thing. You know, it's more of an energy we're talking about, not going and burning a bunch of stuff, guys, please. Just know that you can release all of these things that have been holding you back. You really can. You're going to give it a rest. You're going to pick your battles wisely. You're going to know that the emotions could be interesting next week with Lunar. And that's really for everybody. If you have emotions that you have sensitive ones, you probably will feel them. So don't be hard on yourself. Just expect it and ground yourself. Know that Mother Earth is here to help us do that. You can do that by just spending time and honoring her. You're going to allow the great opportunities to come into your life when you don't run away from this incredible dynamic energy that really wants to show you how amazing you are. So it's going to push you. It's pushing you like a coach. It's like, I know you can do more than that. It's like, go a little higher, go a little more. You can do more. And that's what this energy is doing to all of us. So with that, I hope that everyone has enjoyed the show. I hope that this will help you as you are moving through the energy of April. I will continue to do this throughout the year, putting out a show that will bring a month focus because it shifts as we move through. And I wish everyone much love and happiness as you move through this. I'm Dr. Jen. Go over, check out the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have all kinds of goodies over there for you and free gifts. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.